Namaste. My name is Uwe Simmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, does chasing happiness work? I remember when I was 21 years old and I was very ill. I had to go every day to a doctor, got my injection, and had to take 20 medicaments every day. Makes it short, the story short. So one time, the emergency doctor failed to give me right or correct the injection, and I left my body. I was clinically dead. When I came back, I know I was wrong. I was suffering every day. My childhood was a hell because they blemished me for everything, even I didn't have done it, and punished me every day. So I could not feel anything anymore. So whether happiness, everything, I didn't care. When I came back, I want to be happy and healthy. So I studied afterwards also psychology and participated in many groups. And what I have learned that everything has two parts. We cannot experience happiness if we don't feel our sadness, our depression, our anger. It's always two parts. And we conditioned so to suffer, to hold on our negative feelings, emotions, unconsciously. And so we cannot let go our suppressed negative feelings, and then we cannot feel happiness anymore. We have to learn to let go our negative emotions. And everybody has them. And then we see people, they are always happy. They're making always a happy show. That's a perfect life. Nobody has a perfect life. It's totally wrong. Don't believe in such things or in a happy end or something. Forget the whole thing. It's not true. There is also not a perfect marriage. Nothing. Never have been. The only thing what perfectly works is thank you. Regardless what happens, if it's for us negative or positive, at the end we don't know it even. We say or think thank you to the divine. And this will connect us with the divine. And that is magic. And this is a game changer to come out of this game. And not to be identified and to be a victim, just feel thank you, everything is good, fine. So, and then the gift exists also spiritual happiness. And spiritual happiness is just rising the energy from our lower chakra upwards to our heart. Here, I can make it. I can make it with sound. I can make it with my hands. It's just so easy. And it works. Always. Make it here with my hands. Here. And so easy bliss is coming. You can make it with sound regards for it. But for that, we need the awakening of the Kundalini. And then this will work. And for this, we have to do the right exercises to get this and to connect with the divine. And it's a long path. And I did it because I was chasing happiness. And this is the only thing how we can reach that. Our worldly things never. No one has a perfect life. Only me. And one disaster after the next disaster. Because of my childhood, I have to repeat all the time one trauma after the next trauma, and the events are coming to me, but I don't care anymore. I'm used on it. And this is also right for everybody, that we repeat our childhood, and then the traumas will be coming up, and they're purifying us to get rid of them. To get rid of our old wounds and to open up again. It's the only thing what we have to look for, to get rid of our suppressed negative feelings, and then we are happy. Everybody feels in happiness. And nobody can give you happiness. Nobody can produce happiness. If you go deeper in this, I even told this 30 years ago, okay, we don't care. The brain science and the psychologists have found out that the feelings are determining the thoughts. There's only a one-way road between feelings and thoughts. If you have negative feelings, you have negative thoughts. But you cannot change with your thoughts, your feelings. You can only suppress your feelings. And this will lead to diseases, to depression, that you are closed up and cannot feel happiness anymore. This is all. And we are a vehicle of our feelings. And if other people say, I have my feelings under control, you can have your feelings under control, but then you're not happy anymore. You have to release your negative feelings and not to stop the negative feelings. To cover them up. And after a short time, you're very angry because something nasty thing happens because you had the negative feelings already inside and then they're coming up. This is all. Okay, thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.